USA Radio News with Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says it is dangerously cold.
When you have wind chills of minus 50 degrees, let's say, on average, it's very, very hard to talk. That air could actually freeze within the windpipe and down into the lungs. So they're telling people not to be outdoors and talking.
The record cold across the South has prompted the opening of emergency warming centers. Paul Stensrud has opened his church to the homeless in Jeffersontown, Kentucky.
It's a hand up, not a handout, you know, but we're here to help them get to that next level, to get them off the streets.
Wind chills in parts of Kentucky hit minus 25. So far, 9 deaths are blamed on the weather. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump was lashing out at U.S. intelligence officials on Twitter, calling them extremely passive and also naive as they contradicted his stance in Iran, North Korea, and also the Islamic State. It was during a congressional hearing this week. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says it's not really a good idea to publicly challenge your intel chiefs.
These are serious people who deserve to be listened to. And listen, are they right 100% of the time? Of course not. No one is right 100% of the time. But I will tell you that I believe when there's such a consensus among the intelligence community about certain facts, that you need to give some deference to those facts unless there is startling evidence to contradict it.
Federal prosecutors say in a court filing that material from the Russia probe has been altered and then it was released online. It was part of a disinformation campaign to discredit the Russia investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA's Chris Barnes reports a former lawmaker has a new job on TV.
Former Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake has officially joined CBS News as a contributor. Flake will be working on a series of pieces that will look for common ground in the United States, according to the CBS This Morning co-host John Dickerson. And Flake weighed in to cite efforts to pass comprehensive criminal justice reform as one example. Flake announcing back on Tuesday he will not be challenging President Trump in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Measles are coming back in Washington and in Oregon because of vaccination loopholes. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting out vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
There are now 40 confirmed cases. Public health officials say 38 of them are in southwest Washington state. One is in Portland and one is in Seattle. Most of the cases are under age 10. Measles are extremely contagious. A person with measles could cough in a room and leave, and hours later, if you're unvaccinated, you have a 90% chance you'll catch it. No other virus can do that. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.